Hey everyone, it's Phyllis here. Just let me know if you can hear me by typing in hello. Thanks for typing in, pre-typing in your questions. That really helps. No Damien on the call tonight. He will be on next week, so it's just me tonight. Let me know if you can hear me okay. So Linda from Auckland, hi. Tammy from Christchurch, how are you going? Supplements arrived today. I'm already feeling better. Thank you. That's awesome. And it's great. I know that some people find the supplements challenging on a couple of levels. One, do they really need them? Two, you know, can I afford them? Those kinds of things. But if they're recommended by Damien, he doesn't recommend them lightly. And so if you can, you know, start off how you mean to carry on, it's fantastic. There's a couple of things that I take religiously every day now. And, you know, I don't consider them, you know, consider them part of what I do every day. Somebody said, hi, Phyllis, without their name. Hi, back. Awesome. So you can hear me, I'm presuming. Hi, Kieran. Great to have you on. And Wendy, awesome. How are you going? Seems like an Auckland Christchurch bit of a call tonight, so that's fantastic. A couple of things I'm going to cover. Hopefully I'll get through them all tonight. Is 10 top reasons why people resist change. I went to an event recently and it was quite interesting because, you know, the 10 top reasons why people resist change, and they were actually talking about teens, just translated so well in my mind to weight loss and exercising and eating well. So it's interesting that change, you know, resisting change covers so many in so many fields and areas. So anyway, I'll start now and hopefully we'll get through everything that we want. Hi, Frank and Jan, how are you? Long time no chat. Hope you're all good. Alrighty, 10 top reasons why people resist change. So they're too satisfied with their current position. Often it is difficult to make change when you actually feel quite okay. So when you're comfortable in your skin or, you know, for whatever reason, you know, when you're very happy with your current position, it's hard to change. Fear of the unknown, that's another one for a lot of people. So a lot of people will ask me questions or send in questions to Hayley or I about, oh, you know, what happens to my skin when I've lost 30 kilos? And they worry about things before they even get there. So, you know, the fear of the unknown. Just take that first step, I say, and you'll be away. Normal routine is good. So one is when you're deciding to make a change, and that may be incorporating exercise, healthier eating, you know, better sleeping, more water, all those things. The disruption to your normal routine can mean that, you know, fitting those things, it's like, okay, so now I have to get up a little bit earlier in the morning, or I actually have to prepare food, or I have to swing it. You know, the bakery on the way to work and, you know, actually preparing my meal. Or it can be in the reverse, you know, you have a disruption to your actual normal routine, which means therefore it's a lot more difficult. So, for example, you know, Gary and I live, we never know where we live from one week to the next actually, and next week when we move for 5 weeks, it's going to be probably one of the most challenging moves we've done, and so we're not going to actually have a proper kitchen. And so the disruption to our routine is the key to that is actually better planning. So if you know that a disruption is going to happen, think about that. I'm just going to check what the Skype is. Okay, awesome. Just letting you know. Awesome. So, you know, think about that. Planning really helps. Or another reason for people resisting change is it's not their idea. So be careful about making the decision to change when it's really an idea. It's not what you want. So, for example, you know, some people saw me when I went through my glitch phase and put on weight and was hearing from other people about why I needed to sort it out. So it has to come from you and it has to be your reason. So, you know, you have to want it. So be careful that it's not your idea. Joining a gym when it's not really what you want to do because someone else says that's what you want, that it's what you should do. So, you know, make sure that what you are doing comes from your idea and you own it. Fear of failure. So a lot of people are afraid to try something because if they don't try it, then nobody can say they failed at it. And unfortunately, weight loss is one of those things where, you know, people will say things to you like, oh, you know, what is it you're trying now? Or, oh my gosh, don't say she's doing this or he's doing that. Oh, yeah, okay, so what exercise fad is this? Or, you know, what little tangent is this? So let me know if you're relating to any of this or you're snoring and gone to sleep. The opposite of fear of failure is fear of success. So a number of women have this experience, and in particular, somebody comes to mind who had lost all of their weight on the challenge and attended one of the retreats, and we had some time together to have a chat. And one of the biggest issues she was facing was actually the fear of success because of the attention that she was receiving from possibly, most likely, it was the opposite sex. And so that was very hard for her to understand and to deal with, because it wasn't actually what she wanted. So for her, she'd succeeded, but she was actually afraid of it because she didn't like the attention that came with it. So just think about those things. The purpose is unclear. So your purpose is unclear. When many of these things I relate to at the moment, just because of my experiences over the last 18 months, you know, sometimes I wake up on a Monday and I never know what the week is going to bring. And for many people in Christchurch, and for many people going through lots of things, it feels like that. So purpose is unclear. And there have been times where I'm not sure of my purpose when I'm actually planning to do something. So get clear on your purpose. Sit down, decide what it is, and get clear. So the other one is, sorry, I'm just reading my really bad scribbly handwriting. You lose something of value because of the change. So think about, you know, what it is that may be doing it. An example is that many things we do are around food, and the value you might have in sitting down with granny to, you know, freshly baked scones or whatever it is, the routine that you have, it may be that you feel that you're losing that because that's what you do with that person. You know, we're very, in New Zealand and Australia and other parts of the world, we're very socially geared to being eating and drinking. So a lot of it is around eating and drinking. The rewards of change don't match. So again, I think about people's experiences and when I listen to them when they've achieved their weight loss. So the rewards of change don't match what's happening. So, for example, I think of somebody who actually, again, she lost about 37 kilos, and what was happening during that change was there were so many people telling her how fantastic she looked and this is amazing and how incredible. And that's fantastic because that's what happened. But being careful that the what you seek doesn't come from outside, but comes internally. So what happened was once she'd actually, everybody had seen her and that experience through weight loss, and she'd run out of new people, and it was just her in this new light and body, she ran out of praise. So the external was what fed her. So when people stopped praising her, the reward of the change didn't match because she still wanted to feel that. So you've got to look internally for, you know, how you praise yourself and how you feel about yourself. Alrighty, wish I could read my own writing. Okay, so the other one, really, really strong, and I touched on it before, is tradition and habits of the past. So, you know, traditions are really, really difficult. Lots of our events are celebrated with food and drink. So Christmas and all of the holidays, being together, summer, all of those things are around food and habits. You know, sometimes, and many people relate to this, and please let me know if you've ever done this, you think, okay, so I'm going to go off automatic pilot and I'm actually going to make sure that I don't do this particular thing or eat this thing, or when the biscuits get offered, you know, around the staff room, I'm not going to automatically put it in my mouth or get up after dinner and just grab something out of the fridge or out of the, you know, biscuit jar or whatever it is. And then suddenly you find yourself actually either halfway through it or have finished it before you realise that you've even done it. And so that's a habit, you know, it's an automatic pilot thing. Let me know if you've ever done that. And also, you know, change requires additional commitment. And sometimes people are just not prepared to do that additional commitment. So thinking about that, some people like to do things slowly, so it might be that I'll commit this week to, you know, having all of my food bang on. The following week it might be that I'm prepared to commit to this, and some people all or nothing. So taking into account your personality type as well. And so often what is a positive about us can also be a minus. So when I say that, some people are very motivated to go all out, and all out is great, but the opposite of all out is nothing. So just think about your personality trait as well. If anyone else can wants to share, you know, any reasons why they think people resist change, let me know. The figures that have been coming through on people's weight loss is pretty incredible, which is fantastic. And, you know, considering the time of year and the weather that we're having, it's amazing how on task and how focused people are and enjoying what they're doing. So that's fantastic. And I think one of the things that drive us forward is the enjoyment and the energy of something. You won't notice things are easier when you're feeling energetic, when energy's low, not so wonderful. So again, you know, try and focus on having that energy high, because the energy is what drives you. This particular event that I went to, you know, the guy was quite entertaining, quite funny. He said the two things you never want to run out of in life is cash and energy. And I thought that's quite interesting, because it's quite true. You know, when you feel that you don't have any too much financial burdens, and energetically feeling fantastic, life does feel a lot easier. So just think about that. You know, what are the things you can do to increase your energy? And energy comes from spending it. So you don't gain energy by laying on the couch. You actually gain energy by getting up and doing something. You don't gain energy out of eating, energy poor food. You want energy dense food, energy rich food. So just think about high food sources. David talks about that all the time. So to get energy, you've actually got to give energy. Alrighty, I'm going to just touch on some other change things as well. I'm refreshing. I'm feeling like you've all fallen asleep. Okay, so what someone said is what you're saying about habits is very true. Routines are good, but we do need to change, yet keep our focus. It's hard to get up in the winter for the gym, but the results outweigh the pain. Frank, I'm starting a gym just up the road from home because we lost our gym in our local area, and everybody's been hanging out for the nearly 2 years for a gym, you know, a gym to be back, and one opens this Saturday, and they've had so many delays. And, you know, I look forward to that feeling that you get when you're actually there and you're loving it. So, you know, it's so true. You just got to go through that little period of pain to get back to that feeling. And just remember, you know, all of those things you feel in your body when, you know, it's hurting a little bit, it means that it's alive. So the hardest part about exercising, I think, is actually getting up and starting it. All right. Anyone else want to share anything with that, Frank? That was awesome. Just going to do a refresh. Okay. Rightio, probably all hanging out in the chat room, knowing you lot. Okay. And, you know, when something doesn't go right, don't feel like you're staring at it like the door's closed on you. You know, you can always open it and begin again. So, you know, and that saying about one door closes and another door opens, don't feel like just it's not happened the way that you want it to do, that you've failed forever. And it's actually very easy to resist change. Honestly, that's why so many people get stuck in where they are, and you'll see somebody or meet somebody and you think, gosh, you know, why aren't they doing something about it? It's because it's very easy to resist change. But keep in mind that resisting change is actually also hard work. So even though it's easy, it's also hard. Quite often we don't even know that we're resisting it. So like most other things, it's about being aware, so being aware of what's happening. You know, right now change is being forced upon us in many ways, and for myself, you know, change is being forced upon me, not through my choosing. And one of the, you know, key things that, especially in the last 2 months that I've been focusing on, and I will be focusing on for the next 6 months, is lightening up. Which allows space in my life. So we've got to create space. You know, no longer am I the person who's got 50 million things going on. I need to create. So lightening up is one of the ways that I'm doing it. Lightening up in so many ways, but I'm not going to go on because it's seen about me, not about you. But just think about that. Where do you need to lighten up in your life? You know, just think about how you can embrace change for yourself rather than forcing it upon yourself. It's the difference between embracing and forcing. Awesome. You know that they're on. So, you know, you can force it or you can embrace it. Just think about the difference, you know, of that. You either embrace it or you force it upon yourself. And sometimes change is forced upon us. People who have heart attacks or, you know, serious health wake-up calls, that's been forced upon them. So you want to get there and embrace it before it actually happens. I talk about, you know, when you get that warning, often it's just a little whisper in your ear and you ignore it, and it's a flip to your ear, and then it's a little tap on the head, and then it's kind of a shove, and then eventually, you know, you get hit with the 4x2, which could be the heart attack or the car accident or losing somebody or, you know, something significant happening, somebody significant in your life, you know, having some traumatic event, and that becomes your wake-up call. So, you know, don't wait for those things. Choose now and embrace it. Our attitude towards the change is what makes all the difference. So like I say, we can choose to embrace it or we can choose to resist it. It's entirely up to us. All right. just reading my notes. I mean, if you're hurting in any way whatsoever, then, you know, choose to reach out to other people and seek help. That's one of the things. You know, I'm very lucky that I have this wonderful, wonderful friend that many of you have met, Rosetta. And, you know, through thick and thick, every Tuesday and Thursday, she's in my office regardless of whether I want her here or not. And that's her way of making sure that, you know, I get support and help, which is pretty fantastic. And remember, none of us have to do it tough on our own ever. So reach out to each other, reach out to your family members, you know, ask somebody for some help. I mean, doing it on your own and doing it tough is actually also a choice. So, you know, don't be a martyr and don't make things hard for yourself. You know, decide that that's what you want to do. Now, I did touch on this a couple of weeks ago, but I'm going to do it now so that, you know, you can have some time to think about it and maybe finish with it. You know, the things I think that make a difference to your life, and that's what you eat, how you move, what you focus on, and what your fun levels are. So, you know, some people need to eat more because when they think about losing weight, they automatically go into eating less because that's what we're conditioned to do. Well, it must be fat because age. You know, chemically, how your body handles the food and the types of food you're putting in, yes, makes you fat, but you might not necessarily be eating an abundant amount of food. You know, think about a bag of chips and a bag of apples, which, you know, again, Damien brings up. You can eat your way to the bottom of the bag of chips, no trouble at all. But you try and eat your way through to the bottom of the bag of apples, it's just about near impossible. You can eat your way through. You can eat your way through a whole packet of soft, white, fluffy buns, but they won't be able to eat themselves through, you know, this equivalent amount in fruit and vegetables. So think about that. Some people need to eat more, and some people need to eat less. What do you need to eat more of, and what do you need to eat less of? Two choices: more and less. More and less. Now, movement. You know, again, some people move too much, and some people don't move enough. Thinking about that. Frank, loving your contribution and reading your stuff again. Frank, it's awesome. He said, I think the majority of people are scared of change. All those people in 112 have proved that they aren't scared to change. So they have overcome the hardest step they have started, and life is a marathon, not a sprint. Slowly does it. And definitely, Frank, slowly does do it. And I think, you know, also, you know, if you're an all or nothing person, one of the things you could learn to do to embrace that is, you know, sprint, 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 rest. You've got to have your little rest periods in between. We get addicted to this adrenaline rush. And again, it's like we live a life, and this is no disrespect to people with ADD, but it's almost like we have social ADD. So there are great things about ADD in that you can harness, like the energy level and, you know, the ability to sort of, you know, be everywhere and do everything. But one of the things you've got to be very careful of is that you don't get up in the morning without it, but you go to bed with it and rushing around, and we pick it up socially, if that makes any sense. And that's not meant to be, you know, be derogatory to anyone who has ADD or has children with ADD. Jamie thinks I'm ADD all the time, and I actually embrace it. I love, you know, being full on. But just be careful about this whole adrenaline and, you know, rush, rush, rush. So if you are a sprinter, just remember, you know, even a sprinter has a rest. So if you're going to be a sprinter, make sure that you put rest periods in. So some of you need to move more, and some of you need to move less, because if you are running around like a crazy and you spend way too much time around and moving, it can actually raise all your cortisol levels and not be conducive to your weight loss. So just think about it. So it's a balance. Do you need to move more, or do you need to move less? All right, next one is focus. So some of us need to focus more, and some of us need to focus less. In our tradition, it's almost like, you know, we're either one or the other, but some of us just don't spend any time focusing on ourselves. We get up in the morning, we do all the things we've got to do for everybody else, we go to these jobs again for everybody else, we come home, we cook dinner, and we run in and we sit in front of a box for the night and allow, you know, commercials and other things to rob us of our thoughts and our energy. So just think about that. Some people need to focus more, some people need to focus less. So when you need to focus less, it's when it's, you know, you're obsessing along about, oh my gosh, what am I doing here? If you prepare your food, You get your exercise away, out of the way in the morning. You don't have to focus on it anymore. You don't have to obsess about it. You just get on with life. So if you find that you get to the end of the day and all you're about is your food and the preparation and you haven't done it, do it. Get up in the morning and do it, or the night before. Just do it, so that way your focus can go somewhere else. If your focus is how you don't do the exercise, but you're constantly thinking about it and you haven't done it, do it in the morning so it gets out of the way. So hopefully people are relating to what I'm talking about there. So do you need to focus more or do you need to focus less? And then the last one is some people need to have some more fun and some people need to have some less fun. So what I mean by that is if you get to the end of the day and you haven't laughed at all, haven't got up and stretched and felt energetic and had a bit of a laugh and a social input and interacted with some people, then you need to fun more, you know. I listened to somebody the other day walk past and was actually saying goodbye to a friend out to the gate, and I'm staying somewhere else this week, and I was standing out and her and I were saying goodbye, and a woman walked past with her child and basically was yelling and screaming at the child for basically nothing. And my girlfriend came up with something very, very funny about, and I can't remember the exact words, but more or less said, you know, highlighted how ridiculous it sounded because this child had done nothing. So, you know, I suspect that mum and child needed to have some more fun. If we lighten up and we see the funny side, if you find that you react in a certain way to your partner or your children or people, it's always aggressive and, you know, not enjoyable. Think about coming into work and being a lot happier. People have heard me talk about this before. Stick a post-it note on the steering wheel with a happy face and have the intention of at least going to work or going to wherever you're going with the intention of being happy. I was actually just looking back through my notes because I actually drew something the other day about that actually. Oh, intention plus times a tick with a positive result. So think about that, you know, you've got the intention to have a bit more fun in the day and you give it some attention, you will get the result. So if you just wake up, have the intention but do nothing, you're not going to get anything. So some of you need to fun less. If you're the party girl or the party boy and you find that you're drinking Thursday to Sunday, socialising and eating cake and doing all those things and out there doing it, maybe then you need to pull back a little bit and think about where you need to get a little bit more serious in your life so that you can actually achieve the things that you want to. So, question, do you need to have more fun in your life? A little bit less. Have to think about it. All right, I have covered everything that I wanted to. Linda, I'll let you ask that question of Damien, but definitely a miso soup instead of coffee when you go to the mall. I don't see anything wrong with it, but it depends on... you know, what's going on for you. But definitely, you know, coffee and body type as well. So feel free to ask that next week. I'm just having a look to see if I've answered all the questions. So pork, Damien does a much better explanation, but it's really high and it's an acidic meat. I don't sweat. Pretty gross. And that's the reason why it's not on the food list. You can ask Damien for a more... you know, a more detailed explanation, but kind of toxic, and that's why it's not on. That's not on the list. Alrighty, so I'm going to refresh one more time. Let me know if you've got any questions. Hope that talking about ADD voice to get through it tonight before 9 o'clock. Alrighty, so have a great week, everybody, and yeah, go hard, have fun, eat more, eat less, move more, move less, focus more, focus less. Fun more or fun less, that is yours. Just keep on moving forward.